Now, as we are continuing now in our survey over here in the Gospel of John, we come to the second portion of the word found here in John chapter 4. We found here, first of all, in the first half of the fourth chapter here, about the Samaritan woman, and then the second subject that is being studied here this morning is the nobleman's son that was healed, and this is covered here in verses 43 to 54. So let us begin to read here, if you will, in verse 43. Now after 2 days he departed thence and went unto Galilee, and Jesus himself testified that a prophet hath no honor in his own country. Then when he was come unto Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all things that he did at Jerusalem at the feast, for they also went in unto the feast. So Jesus came again unto Cana of Galilee, where he had made the water wine, and there was a certain nobleman whose son was sick at Capernaum. And when he had heard that Jesus was come out of Judea unto Galilee, he went unto him and besought him that he would come down and heal his son, for he was at this point of death. Then said Jesus unto him, Except you see signs and wonders, you will not believe. And the nobleman said unto him, Sir, that's actually kurios, which means Lord, come down ere my child die. Jesus said unto him, Go thy way, thy son liveth. And the man believed the word. That's an important subject or an important part of the giving of the nobleman's son here. He simply believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, Thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, Yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. So the father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, Thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. Now, this being the second of the seven signs in the Gospel of John, if you'll recall now, the turning of the water into wine in chapter 2 shows us, the first three signs show us how salvation comes, and that shows us that salvation comes by the word. Now we have the second of the miracle signs, and this is found in the nobleman's son here, and this shows us salvation comes by faith, because this man simply put his faith in the promise of God. And then we're going on to chapter 5, to the paralytic, where we find out that in chapter 5, that salvation, it pictures salvation by grace. But let's center in this morning here on the nobleman's son by faith. Again, we say this is the second of the seven signs in John. These signs picture, as you recall, as we went through this before, the way that a person is saved and the results that follow. Now, the first two signs, as we said, took place in Cana of Galilee. Turning of the water into wine, again, illustrates that salvation is through the word. The healing of the son here in this chapter shows that salvation, again, is by faith. Now, his son was dying in Capernaum, which was about 17 miles away from Cana. The man wanted Christ to come with him, for he did not believe that Christ could heal the boy from a distance. Now, let's go over here in just a second, if you will, and go to John chapter 11, if you will, here, and notice here in verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. Speaking of Lazarus, of course. Well, that's not true. Christ has the power to heal at a distance. In fact, any healing he does today is from the distance of heaven to earth. So Christ can heal from a distance. It just takes our faith in him in order to do that, if it be God's will to do it. Now, let's go on, if you will. Jesus did not go with the man, but instead he spoke the word, Go thy way, thy son liveth. Now, that's very interesting here. All Christ has to do is to speak and give us assurance. And this is exactly what the Lord does in his word, the Bible, right here. He speaks, and this is the reason the Bible's written. Instead of God appearing at your bedside every time that you want to converse with him, he has written everything down that will cover every situation. He would not say anything different if he appeared today in person than what he has already had written in his word, the Bible. So this is the living word of God. And simply he said, Go thy way, thy son liveth. He believed the word. Now, it would have taken the man only about 3 or 4 hours to get back home. Yet we find out in verse 52, notice here in verse 52, if you will, then inquired of them the hour when he began to amend, and they said unto him, yesterday at the seventh hour the fever left him. Now, yesterday indicates that he remained in Cana a whole day. The boy had been cured at no doubt about 1 o'clock, and the next day the father arrived home. Now, something interesting here. This proves that he had real faith in Christ's word, for he did not rush home to see what happened. This is the way that we are saved, by putting our faith in the Word of God. And you know, if I may say this, we sing this song, you know, that if we could just turn our troubles over to the Lord Jesus and just have our faith in Him and take our burdens to the Lord and leave them there. And we sing that song. It's a beautiful song. And you know, this is just exactly what this nobleman did. When Christ assured him that thy son liveth, that's exactly what he did. And if you and I as a Christian could learn to do that, after we're a Christian, yes, we can relax and have our faith in Christ and be assured that we live. God said in John 6:47, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath, that means right now, everlasting life. You don't have to run down an aisle. You don't have to jump over pews to prove to somebody you're saved. You don't have to raise your hands and be yelling to Jesus and all of that to impress somebody. You simply have the promise of God's word that whosoever believeth in him, that's Christ, hath everlasting life. And you have it because God spoke it. And that's exactly what Christ said here to this man. Go thy way, thy son liveth. He is alive. And the man had real peace about that because he trusted in the word of God. But now we're applying this to the Christian life. If you and I could only learn to take our problems and our troubles, take it to the Lord and leave it there, we would have a lot more peace than we would if we ponder them over. Sometimes we go to bed and lay there for an hour or two and just rehearse things in our mind before we go to sleep and actually torment ourselves. That's the only thing we do. 9 times out of 10, we cannot undo what has happened. And the only thing we can do is pray for God's blessings on it and give us guidance and knowing we're doing the best we can do and take our problems and troubles and hear the Lord say to us as he does in Hebrews chapter 4. It says here, the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder, the soul and spirit, the joints of the marrow, and is a discerner of the intents and the thoughts of the heart. And he tells us to come boldly before the throne of grace. We may receive mercy in the time and grace in time of need and help. And when we take our burdens to the Lord, to leave them there and quit tormenting ourselves. Sometimes Christians just put themselves in agony, torment themselves, make themselves sick physically because of worrying about things. They could take it to the Lord and trust his word, just as the nobleman did. He stayed another whole day, showing as evidence that his faith was in the word of God, and it was settled. When God said, thy son liveth, that meant his son did live. And he rested in that, knowing that Christ's word was true. Now, when he stayed, apparently, in Cana, he could have taken care of some of his business and then went home the next day. He had joy and peace in believing. Now, in Romans chapter 15, verse 13, let me read a verse over here that shows us that we have joy and peace when we are a Christian. Now, the God and hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, that you may abound in hope through the power of the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit. So this man had joy and peace believing because his trust was in Christ's word alone. He was not surprised when his servants told him, thy son liveth. He wasn't surprised. He merely asked them when the cure took place and verified that it was the very hour that Christ spoke the word. What was the result? His whole family trusted Christ. In Romans 10:17, the Word of God says this, that faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Now, I would like for you to take just a second and turn with me here, if you will, to Acts chapter 16. Because if you will notice, it says in verse 53 of the fourth chapter here, so the Father knew that it was the same hour in which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth, and himself believed, and his whole house. Now, his whole house was saved because his whole house believed. And so many times we have people taking this out of context and saying, well, if you believe that you're under the covenant theology, and that means that just because mother and dad's a Christian, you're going to be a Christian, the son, the daughter, whoever it might be. Notice, if you will, over here to the 16th chapter, and in verse 31, the Bible tells us this, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. And we find out here in verse 32, they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in his house. So when it says his whole house was saved, we find out here that when he says here, and thou shalt be saved and thy house, the reason his house was saved was the rest of the family of the house heard the word. And that's what it says in verse 32. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord, and to all that were in the house. So all that in the house heard the word of the Lord. Now notice in verse 34, and when they had brought them into the house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all of his house. And they all believed. No, we're not just saved because mother and dad are a Christian. We're saved because mother and dad tells their children about Christ. And all in the house were saved because all in the house heard the word and all in the house believed. And again, Romans 10:17, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And no one is saved outside of hearing the word of God. Now, when somebody says, I had a dream last night and I seen Christ and he spoke to me and I was saved. No, you were not saved. Unless you have heard the word of God, Christ does not appear in dreams and visions today. He does not do that. He does appear, and you can see the fullness of the Godhead in Christ in the Word of God from between Genesis and Revelation. And we find out here that unless you hear that Jesus died for you according to the Word of God, you're not saved. And the counterfeit of Satan is to give dreams and visions and so forth like that as a counterfeit, claiming to be God. Remember this, every counterfeit that Satan gives that is contrary to the Word of God, remember, he will do it in the name of Christ. Why? He's always wanted to be worshipped as Christ. In fact, we find out in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 in the tribulation period that he's going to declare himself to be God and set himself in the temple, the rebuilt temple in Jerusalem, and he's going to claim to be God. In Matthew, the first few chapters, we find out here that he tempted Christ, said, will you fall down and worship me, and I'll give you all these kingdoms here. Well, he was the prince of the power of the air. He is the God of this world. And he offered all this world here, which is going to perish. He offered it to Christ if he would fall down and worship him. Satan has always wanted to be worshipped. And he'll get you to worship him in the name of Christ now if he can do it. And he can do it if you don't know the Word of God. He'll counterfeit the Word of God so close that you'll actually be worshiping the manifestations of Satan instead of the Lord Jesus Christ, and he will make himself appear as Christ. Read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2 to 4, and find out. The Bible says he opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, so that he as God setteth in the temple and demands to be worshipped as God. In fact, if you'll fall for those dreams and those counterfeits today, then you're a prime target for the tribulation Antichrist. When he sits in the temple, declares himself to be God, you'll fall for that one too, because you do not know the Bible. And how true it is, your faith and salvation depends upon the living Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. Don't depend upon dreams and visions, but depend upon the Word of God, which will never lie. Now, when his servants told him, thy son liveth, he merely asked them, when the cure took place, to verify that it was the same hour that Christ spoke. The result, his whole family trusted Christ. Now, Jesus, in verse 48, gives the basic reason why people will not believe. Now, notice here in verse 48, then said Jesus unto him, except you see signs and wonders, ye will not believe. Now, let me say this. People today want to see things and experience signs and wonders. Keep in mind that Satan is able to perform signs and wonders to deceive. Read the 13th chapter of the book of Revelation, where he deceiveth them. The beast deceives the people by the miracles and the signs that he does, counterfeiting the signs and the miracles of Christ. He has power to do that when God allows him to do it. And one thing about it, since God has allowed him to do it, God has forewarned you that he has that power to do it. And God is going to allow him to do it. So you and I have no excuse because we know the Word of God. We know how to get to heaven. There's only one way. John 14:6, I'm the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father except through the Son. Now, if your salvation is based on feelings or on dreams or visions or voices or any other fleshly evidence, then you're on very dangerous ground, and it's a very good sign you are listening to a counterfeit, Satan himself, impersonating voices. This is what seances are. This is nothing more than demons speaking through people, imitating voices of dead people, and they can very well do it. And they do it in imitating, and this is exactly what Satan and his demons do in visions and dreams and voices and other things. But I know this. You can be on sure ground if you'll listen to the Word of God, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Another thing I would like to point out in just a few minutes that we have left is the fact when he said, go thy way, thy son liveth, and Christ did not have to go to where the son was to heal him. Now the Word did it. And you know what? I believe today we have an added attraction to salvation. We're in church, and we say, if you want to be saved, come to the front of a church. The Word is just as powerful from the pulpit to the pew as it is from 2 inches away, mouth to mouth. And the Word of Christ was just as powerful, for those 17 miles away when he spoke, that it had the power there. In Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13, the Word of God is sharp and powerful. It is powerful. We're over the radio. We do not ask you to get up out of your chair that you're sitting in this morning and to walk to the television tube or to the front door. I don't know what aisle you would walk down, but right where you sit right now, you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and this Word of God which is preached unto you today. If you will believe that Jesus Christ died for you, God said you will never perish but have everlasting life, and that Word of God is so powerful that God will indwell you with the Holy Spirit of God. It will bear witness with your spirit you are a child of God, and even though we may be many miles away from where I'm making this broadcast here at Faith Baptist Church to where you're at in your home, yet if you will look in your Bible and believe the Word of God that's being preached, God said that he said to the nobleman, thy son liveth, and God said here that he loved the world, gave his only begotten son, and if you will believe in him, put your faith in Jesus Christ, God said you will never perish, but I'll tell you what you have everlasting life. And I don't know what aisle you would walk down, or where you would go, or what condition we could add to it. But I know this, if you'll believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, thou shalt be saved. So the Word of God is what saves, not visions, not dreams, not counterfeits. It is faith in the Word alone, and that gives us assurance of eternal life. Now notice here, if you will, in closing, our time is going this morning. We have just a couple of seconds left. Turn with me, if you will, in your Bibles here, and let's go back here, if you will, to 1 John, and we're over here to chapter 5. 1 John chapter 5, and how simple this is. 1 John chapter 5, and we find out over here in verse 9 to 13. It says this, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, that he that testifieth of his Son, and he that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. And that believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he hath not believed the record that God gave of his Son. And then he goes on to say, this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he hath not the Son of God hath not life. And God said, I've written these things to you that believe on the name of the Son of God, you may know that you have eternal life. I hope as we look at the nobleman and his son, he came to Christ, he had faith. God said, your son liveth. And if you'll come to Christ by faith, God said, you're passed from death unto life because you believe the record that God gave of his son. Well, it's been so good to be with you this Sunday morning. We pray that if you'll take just a minute and drop us a line, let us know that you're listening. And if the Lord lays it upon your heart to help us financially, of course, we can surely use that. And we just ask God's blessings on you this next week as you witness for Christ. Until next week, may the truth of God's word keep marching on.